Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every morning here on KFH and across the Odyssey family and networks. Tommy, K-State Houston afternoon game. Kind of odd for K-State. They've had a weird set of kickoff times, but they get a Saturday afternoon game against Houston. I mean, Houston beat Utah last week. I don't know how much to make of anything with Utah right now. They're not a great offense. Houston's not. I think they probably impressed you just a little bit more going into the Kansas game than they did me. I don't think they're very good. They can't throw the ball. Their quarterback last week, I didn't even heard of this guy, Chris, 6 of 13 for 61 yards. I mean, they ran it better for sure. But, you know, like K-State seems to match up really well against them. I guess I'll put it that way. I love the Cats in this game. I know it's on the road, and I know it comes in the middle of a really crazy portion of the schedule, but I feel like this is a terrible matchup for Houston.
The one thing about Houston to, you know, never forget about is that Willie Fritz is a hell of a coach.
He is.
And he's been really good.
He has a history of having K-State's number a
absolutely
little bit.
I mean, when he was at Tulane, I mean, they did that. And so he doesn't have the horses, I don't think, overall to compete with Kansas State from top to bottom from a talent perspective this weekend. But don't discount just the way that Fritz can get his guys up and rolling. Now, Kansas, when they played at Arrowhead a couple of weekends ago, the Jayhawks had their number, and really the biggest struggle that Houston had was figuring out the quarterback play. I mean, they went back and forth between two different quarterbacks, and I know that you mentioned, you know, Chris and all of that, but like they basically needed to figure out what they were going to do. I mean, Donovan Smith for the Cougars didn't have a good game against the Jayhawks, but then Zion Chris came in and they like kind of split reps in that Kansas game. But now it does look like it's Chris's job overall. So I don't know exactly the way that will play out for Houston. I mean, I would think that if Willie Fritz is going with the sophomore, that he feels like that gives his team obviously a better chance to be successful in moving the ball and getting first downs and getting into the end zone. I just don't know when you're facing that level of competition with Kansas State, how realistic that is. But keep in mind, again, they did beat Utah, and I know Utah has been, you know, obviously they don't have Cam Rising, and they're just not, they're a shell of their what they thought they would be coming into this season. And Houston did get the win. I would just, if I'm the Wildcats, I would go into this game feeling confident. I would go into this game feeling like we are the better team from top to bottom. But just in the back of your mind, not forgetting that Willie Fritz is the coach and Houston is coming off of a 3-point win against Utah.
I don't think Kansas State's going to overlook Houston. Don't misunderstand, nor do I think they should. I think for me, though, like if Houston is in any world dangerous, the things that they're dangerous for or could be are things that match up well with K-State. So K-State, we know, is doing everything they can to stop running games so that teams will throw the ball. Well, I don't think Houston can throw the ball. So if K-State sells out to stop the run like they have, I think it's a real, real problem for Houston. And the other thing is, if I recall correctly, Jalen Daniels, Houston did a pretty good job stopping the run against Kansas. They did a pretty good job. They did a really good job, I'll say, stopping the run against Utah. So Avery Johnson then could feast to some degree too. We've seen him now. That chapter of this season for him, can Avery Johnson drop back and throw it a ton? Yeah, he can. We've seen him do it, right? We know that he can. He did it against West Virginia. So I just think it's a really good matchup for K-State stylistically.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity, I think, also for Kansas State, for their defense, if the defense can come out and flex a little bit, because Houston has only exceeded 17 points twice this season. The strength has been defensively for the Cougars. That's really where they've made their hay throughout the year. And so if the Kansas State defense can really shut down what Houston wants to do offensively, and probably I think that a large reason why Willie Fritz went to Chris as the starting quarterback is because he's been a little bit more mobile, or been able to have more success being mobile than Donovan Smith has had this season. If Kansas State can contain Chris, and not let him break free and have space in the secondary and beyond, then it's going to be really, really hard for Houston to exceed that 17-point mark that they've really not been able to get past many times this season. So it is a good opportunity, I think, for Kansas State's defense to once again show that they are solid and they are a successful defensive unit. I think that's really going to be where my eyes are in this matchup, is how well can Kansas State's defense limit anything that Houston wants to do offensively. Then at that point, you don't need to rely super heavily on the arm of Avery Johnson or on the offensive playmakers, because the defense is shutting down Houston.
K-State wants to run the ball. They always want to run the ball. If Houston slows that down, it gets into Avery Johnson. The way that Houston stays in this game is if K-State makes mistakes, right? That will be basically the BYU formula, except that Houston's not nearly as good as BYU. So, this isn't a game where, like Kansas, I thought, K-State and Kansas were going to go blow for blow. That's what happened, right? No, I don't think that's what's going to happen here. K-State will have to make mistakes if Houston's going to stay in this game. So, you've got a 19-year-old quarterback. You got to always be aware of that. But I do think, even though Houston's been much better against the run, they'll still try to run the ball. They would still like to do that. That's where we look at this game, and we'll make picks and stuff from the bets and all that stuff. This isn't one, and I've been more on the K-State over this year for sure than the unders. This isn't going to be one of those games for me. Right now it sits at 45.5. I think the under is more likely here. So I don't know yet if I'm going to actually put money on that. I'm definitely putting money on K-State in the spread, and I've said that not to spoil the picks or anything coming up in just a little bit, but I love the number. I don't love the over-under, but I would lean under, and that's probably the first time this year I've thought about an under for K-State in the way they're designed. But I do think that probably if they get to have their way, that's the way this game's going to go. They just don't want you get the luxury of not having to take big risks in this game. You can play pretty vanilla in this game and you should be fine.
Yeah. And I think that really with the Wildcats, I think that they'll be able to be successful at doing this, but controlling the ball, controlling possession time, that's going to be key, I think, because the more that they, just basically can push around Houston defensively, I think especially, that's going to play into their benefit. You mentioned the key for Kansas State is to limit the mistakes. And while that's true, I think the key to Kansas State not only winning but covering the number is to limit. I mean, I think if they can get three and outs fairly consistently out of Houston's offense and the ball just continuously comes back to Kansas State, then at that point I don't want to say it's ever going to be an easy game for the Wildcats, but that's going to be the most likely recipe for big time success in this matchup. Because if they can keep Houston from moving the ball at all and keeping drives alive and that sort of thing, then the ball will just constantly be back in the hands of Kansas State. Even if they're not scoring on every drive, even if they're not getting into the end zone on every drive, if they just control the ball, control the time of possession, all of that, they're going to absolutely feast on Houston and just wear them down. I think that that's what I'm looking at more than anything else. And it wouldn't shock me one bit if at the end of this game tomorrow we see a time of possession split somewhere around like a 2-to-1 ratio. Like but I think Kansas State will hold on to the ball and have it about two times more than Houston does. And if that doesn't happen, if Houston ultimately wins the time of possession battle, that's when the game starts to get a whole lot closer.
Yeah, so the danger in the mistakes and all these things is that for Kansas State, and this is the part I don't want to overlook, like this is a game capable of being weird if for no other reason than they had to go play a late game at Colorado on the road. They had to go play a late game at West Virginia on the road. They played a late game against Kansas back home. Now they're back on the road, right? So three out of your last four games have been road games. The time is different than it has been for almost a month now. And you have a bye week next week that you feel like is this point of the season for you to catch your breath with all of that. So that we know.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's dangerous in college football, especially when we're talking about a road conference game. And Houston isn't a nothing burger. They beat Utah last week. It just stylistically, if you're K-State, to me, you like don't overthink this one. Get in there, dominate the lines of scrimmage, run the ball if you can, and let Avery Johnson just, you know, be efficient, if nothing else. They shouldn't need to do more than that. And that's why I think they'll be fine. But yeah, let's not misunderstand all the things that can make college football games weird and the weirdness of, you know, the locations and the times on their schedule. The last month, it's been a month, is something to watch. I mean, you know, slow start kind of a thing is out there, but we'll get more into it. We'll get Brandon and TJ and Paul's thoughts on it. I would betcha that nobody's taken Houston, which is interesting and always a little bit dangerous and scary. But we'll do that in our picks next segment. You've got time to call before we get busy with all of those things at 869-1240. You've got a chance to win some HTO right now as well. A free iced tea, sweet or unsweet, and iced or hot coffee. And Tommy, just out today, just unrolled, just dropping the new peppermint mocha.
Oh boy.
The holiday drinks are rolling in. Peppermint mocha.
Year.
You can get one of those. I'm sure it's delicious. I have not tried it yet, but I've heard very good things from the staff who have. You can text the keyword T to the short code 20357 right now to win a free iced tea, free coffee. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good for any of the Wichita Metro locations. Good luck, everybody. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one right after this.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.